and said that I was sure I'd be there.
Do you have plans for that weekend?
I'm working on it, sis.
Philip, look, that's fine. If you won't do it for Dad, then do it for Nathan and me. It's been 5 years.
I know, and I'm sorry, but I can't seem to swallow this whole change of heart he's claiming. I know Dad. He's too old to change.
Have you talked to him?
He's left messages, thank goodness for caller ID.
You're not giving him a chance.
Look, I've got to go.
Please, Philip, it's just 48 hours. Nathan's doing the narration for the musical, and it would mean a lot if you'd be there.
You want an answer right now?
Yes, I really do.
Okay, for you and Nathan.
Yes!
But only for a couple of days, and with limited exposure to Dad. And you've got to promise me some of your homemade eggnog.
Okay, bye.
Later, sis.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. We celebrate this promise, this answered prayer, and the prayers to the Savior have echoed through the halls of history. Answered prayers happen all around us, all of the time. We want you to take a look at prayer in action. The prayers of a father asking for a second chance at being a real dad to his son. These are also the prayers of a sister and a brother who simply want their brother to come back home for the holidays. Home to a family that loves him. Home to a God who loves him even more. Come, be a part of the musical. You won't have to sing a solo or recite a line. You're the audience, listening to the choir and watching the drama, as well as the seasonal events of the true Christmas story unfold, witnessing the brief but adventurous journey of a sort of a prodigal son and the grace that brought him home.
Hi, Dad.
I thought you'd be at the church by now.
I'm running a little late.
Are you nervous?
Is he nervous? Yeah, I'd say he's nervous.
I think we've all memorized the narration he's written for the musical. Where's Philip?
He's meeting us at the church.
Carla, where's my tie? Where'd it go? I had it just a minute ago.
I think it's around your neck.
Oops, thanks.
It's why you married me, remember? I'm your human post-it note.
Nathan, do you have a journal?
Yeah, it's right here in my pocket.
Are you going to read it at the concert?
I'm still praying about it. Do we have time to open up the gifts before I leave?
No.
Didn't think so.
Off we go.
Thank you.
Welcome. You know, God is always listening. He heard Adam and Eve in the garden. He heard Moses in the wilderness. He heard Daniel and Jonah in desperate chasms. And he heard the voices of his people crying out for hope. Prophets and peasants, shepherds and sinners, Jews and Gentiles. God listens. He is a God of comfort. Emmanuel. He is the God who is with us. He is Jehovah Shammah, the one true God, and He is here. Let's celebrate God's wonderful answer to the war cry of so many, His Son, Jesus Christ.
For the delay, we will now begin boarding our first class passengers, people needing assistance, and those traveling with small children.
Philip? You are Philip.
Hi.
You don't even recognize me. I'm Rita. I lived across the street from you.
Rita, of course. What a coincidence.
How are you? Are you going home for a little holiday visit?
Yeah, if I can actually ever get home.
Yeah, I have a meeting in Atlanta. Terrible timing.
Yeah, this delay is unbelievable.
So what's going on in your life?
Well, where do I begin?
You can start by telling me whether you ever found that girl of your dreams.
No, I'm afraid Princess Charming hasn't shown up yet. What about you?
Well, I was engaged for a little while, and then I realized it just wasn't right. But the crazy thing about seeing you is I've been praying for you.
Praying for me? Why?
I don't know. I guess that's why I recognized you so easily. What a great Christmas gift from God.
I wouldn't go that far.
Why not? I'm pretty serious about prayer. We haven't seen each other in, what, 10 years? And today the Father gives me an update. So how can I pray for you?
No, please, no. I didn't mean it for it to come out like that. I'm just a little nervous about the Father part.
The Heavenly Father?
No, Dad.
Is he okay?
He's fine. I just haven't been back in years. And he's supposedly changed a lot.
Oh, you're still hurting.
Still hurting? About what?
Your mom and how she died. We had a conversation about it the last time I saw you. You said you couldn't understand why God takes away what we love the most.
I don't remember that.
Maybe this Christmas will be the best ever. Stuff happens at Christmas, you know?
Yeah, if you believe in the movies and fairy tales.
No, if your heart is still open to love. That's what Christmas is all about, isn't it?
We are now boarding passengers in all rows.
I'd better get on the plane.
Stay open, Philip. Stay open to the Father.
Dad?
No, your Heavenly Father.
The story of the redeemed. I prayed for mercy, and God reached down. I prayed for hope, and God promised. I prayed for meaning, and God spoke. But when I prayed for salvation, the glory shone around about. I prayed for salvation, and I saw his glory. I prayed for salvation, and wise men and shepherds bowed down. I prayed for salvation, and God sent his one and only Son. The world cried out, a broken and weary world, a world hungry for acceptance, love, forgiveness, and understanding. And on one night, ordinary yet miraculous, the glory of the coming of the Lord was lavished upon us.
The heavens desire.
This is not happening. It's a rental car, for crying out loud. Hi, this is Philip Galloway, the guy who just left in the Chevy a few minutes ago. I've got a little problem. I'm out on Highway 309 and the car just went dead. What sound did it make? How about the sound of silence? The engine just started coughing and then it died. I'm already running late for a very important meeting. Well, sort of. Could you just send somebody right away? Thanks.
Excuse me. Is everything okay? I saw you on the side of the road and thought you could use some help.
Just a little car trouble. It's a rental. Can you believe it?
What sound did it make?
Seems to be the question of the day. It's just dead. But thanks for stopping. I really appreciate it. So, thanks.
You need a ride?
No, I think they're bringing another car to me, or they'll take me back to the airport. I'm only a couple miles from the rental office.
Oh, where are you from? What brings you here?
Family.
So you've got a family. That's great. I mean, like the song says, there's no place like home for the holidays.
Right now, I think the whole home for the holidays gig is a little overrated.
Oh, not me. I wish I could go home, but I can't.
Why not?
They're still working on the whole time travel thing. My family's gone. I moved here from New Orleans back in 05. I lost my business to the hurricane. Then I lost my marriage. The pressure was too much for her, I guess.
That's terrible.
Yeah, life can deliver some pretty heavy blows. If it weren't for my faith in God, I don't think I'd be here.
Do you ever ask him why?
Why what?
Why the storm? Why loss? Why the divorce?
Oh, I pray about it all the time. I used to be God's number one complainer. But I've learned that God's big enough to handle my questions. He just loves me for who I am. I don't think I ever would have to learn that if I hadn't had the experience firsthand.
Oh, great. There's my lift.
Hey, friend, don't give up. Get to your family tonight. I don't know what's going on, but you don't waste another moment. A family is a priceless treasure.
Yeah, well, thanks for stopping.
Luke 2:8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Have you ever wondered about those shepherds, the night watchmen of the midnight sky? They were the common clay of society, yet they were the first recipients of such a grand, angelic birth announcement. Simple herdsmen who became honored guests at the birth of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Why these men? Why not prophets, kings, and generals? Perhaps it was to remind you and me, to remind us, that God cherishes us, not because we're powerful, rich, or beautiful. He simply loves us. No exclusions, no fine print, no takebacks. Look in the eyes of a father in the emergency room. Look into the heart of a mother of a prodigal child. He came for the sinners, rebels, and vagabonds. What a wonderful answer. The blessed Son of God has come. John 1:14, and he became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
There were shadows. worship the King. Our hearts are filled with promise, with wonder we sing.
And join the chorus in the heavens, singing glory to God.
What's going on here? Where is everybody? I'm barely an hour late. When did churches start doing things fast? I mean, if you wanted me home, why all the obstacles? It's not fair, God. This is not the way I had things planned.
Oh, he's always entertained by our plans.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I scare you?
Well, you did just sort of appear.
And no, this is not an angelic visit. Just a widow leaving the prayer room. I thought I heard an argument, a rather one-sided argument, so I came out to investigate.
What am I doing? I'm sorry. It just seems like I've been talking to strangers and unexpected people all night.
And God is one of those strangers? You were talking to God, weren't you?
Yes. I mean, no. You see, I've been breaking my neck to get to this church. I thought I was just an hour or so late for the Christmas concert.
Oh, you're actually a day early. Our musical is tomorrow.
That's impossible. Look at the date on the flyer.
Oh, dear. I think you've got the wrong church. This is Calvary, not Calvary Heights.
Now, that's just confusing.
I know. I tried to warn them when they named the church. I said some poor soul would be rushing into town to attend a service and get us confused with the Calvary Heights church. And now, as I live and breathe, here you are.
So I'm a cautionary tale.
Right. But don't blame it on God. Just blame it on us.
What do you mean by that?
I heard you a minute ago. You think God has it out for you, right?
Some days it feels like that. Okay. I believe he has it out for me. I'm doing it again.
Doing what?
Talking.
Most people talk.
But to strangers?
Do you respect the elderly?
Yeah.
I hate to say this. Do I qualify?
No offense, but you do.
Then don't refer to me as a stranger. Slow down and tell me why you think our Lord has it out for you.
You wouldn't understand.
Patronize me then.
I have a lousy father who's trying to go to church to forget that he was a lousy father.
And your mother?
Glad you asked. She was a saint, but she died when I was a kid, so my dad raised me.
And he failed?
Let's just say that he wasn't there very often for me. When he was a little too self-absorbed to step up to bat, if you know what I mean.
And you really don't want to know if he's changed?
Do you think people change? I mean, really change.
I think God changes them. It might not meet our time expectations.
I just don't think I can go through with this.
Well, it seems like God has brought you this far.
I've had more than my share of roadblocks tonight. Maybe it's fate.
Fate won't save your soul. Life is filled with a lot of roadblocks, dear heart. But God is relentless. He'll get you there.
Just God?
God and a little direction, which you'll find on the back of this flyer.
I didn't even see that.
Sometimes when we're lost, we just don't see the path. You're only a few miles away.
Thanks.
Grace.
I'm Philip.
Well, Philip, I don't think it was an accident, the two of us meeting like this. This could be a grand, historic night for you. That's really what we celebrate at Christmas. It's the mystery of Christ's birth, a chance for the world to start over.
Love found its place in Bethlehem. You shall call his name Jesus. He was a love letter to the world, enveloped in holy flesh and bone. His love still transcends all time and space. Through all generations, in times of revolution and reformation, he was our mighty fortress. In times of plague, he was eternal healer. In times of terror, he was a strong tower. Who would never fail? From age to age, his love flows down. In times of persecution, he reminds us that there is more to this world than life. In times of prosperity and ease, he reminds us there is more to life than this world. His love found its place and reaches us still today.
Yeah. Hi, good to see you.
Thanks. I guess I missed it.
Well, you haven't missed the entire program. Do you want to come in?
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, you wouldn't happen to be Larry's boy, would you?
Actually, I am.
Well, good to meet you. I'm Gene. Your sister asked me to keep an eye out for you tonight.
She did?
You know your dad is so proud of you.
He is?
Come on in. Your dad saved you a seat with the family on the second row. I can point it out to you.
I think I'll just wait out here for a moment.
I understand. Your dad's going to be so glad to see you.
Second row? That's just what I need. Come back after all these years and walk right down in front of everybody. Why does it have to be so hard to come home? Lord, I know I've been silent. I've really doubted you. I guess it's hard for me to call you father when I've been so angry with the guy on the second row. I've been wrestling with both of you for so long. I'm so tired of it all. I don't think I know where home is anymore. In some ways, it feels like I've never truly been home.
Deep inside my soul, I'm so far from home, from everyone I love, to everything I've known. It's been so long, and I want somehow to feel that warmth again. That's when I'll know I'm home. That's when I'll know I'm home. When you wrap your arms around me and you greet me at the door, and that place inside my heart isn't empty anymore. That's when I'll know. That's when I'll know I'm home. Out here in the cold, I'm clinging to the hope that when I see your face, our tears will fall away as I run to you and you run to me. That's when I'll know I'm home. That's when I'll know I'm home. When you wrap your arms around me and you greet me at the door, and this place inside my heart isn't empty anymore. That's when I'll know. That's when I'll know I'm home. That's when I'll know I'm home. That's when I'll know I'm home. When you wrap your arms around me and you greet me at the door, and this place inside my heart isn't empty anymore. That's when I'll know. That's when I'll know I'm home.
Okay, Lord, here goes nothing.
God reached out to us on that mysterious night and that is what we celebrate. Perhaps he could have chosen a different way to express his love for us. I don't know. But instead he chose to give us his most treasured one, his only son. And through this gift, our prayers for hope, peace, meaning, they all were answered. I thank God we have a Father who loved us that much. He often answers our prayers in ways we aren't expecting. God continues to surprise me. As some of you know, my mom passed away when I was young. In fact, it was 10 years ago on this very night that God called her home. I've often wondered why. I still do. But this past week, God smiled on me. He gave me one of the greatest gifts I've ever received. Dad and I were cleaning out the attic of our old home. I found what I thought was a letter. It was in Mom's handwriting, but it wasn't really a letter. It was an entry in a prayer journal she had been keeping during her illness. It gave me a new perspective on things, and I'd like to share it with you now. Dear Jesus, Christmas is approaching, and the kids are growing up so fast. Our family has struggled over the past few years, but I trust that you will see us through. You keep drawing me to yourself. Father, I'm weary and torn between wanting to stay here and wanting to rest safely in your arms. Lord, I give my husband to you. He's broken, and I don't know how to fix him. You know how hard I've tried. Now I understand that I must love him and that only you can change him. Somehow, some way, I leave the timing to you. I promise to be patient. Lord, for Nathan, please lead him to the cross of Christ. Lord, for Jenny, this Christmas, I pray that she'll discover the wonder of being God's daughter. And for my precious Philip, he's old enough to know that I'm very sick. I pray at some point you'll help him see that prayers aren't always answered the same way we'd want, that life isn't fair, but that you, Father, are just and good. This is my family. I surrender to the fact that my prayers may not be answered in this lifetime, but that you'll always answer them in your own way, in your own time. This prayer continues to echo in my heart, and through the halls of eternity to God's throne, I praise God for it. I believe it will help keep me on course. Even though I didn't know it, her prayers led me to the cross.
Thank you.
love and mercy of Christ compels each of us to examine our lives before the Lord. Along with the precious gift of His Son, He sent His Holy Spirit to comfort, guide, prompt our hearts, and call us back to fellowship with Him. No matter who you are or the depth of your need, God is here in this place, and He waits for you now with open arms.
I'm at the end. I'm on my knees, weighted down by all my need. I should have come when you first called, and yet your love still broke my fall.
Lord, have mercy.
Wash and cleanse me,
make me
holy, just like Thee,
like Thee. Have mercy.
Obedience, not sacrifice, is your desire for all our lives. Surrender brings the deepest pain, yet opens up heaven's rain. Wash and cleanse me,
make me holy,
just like Thee,
like Thee.
Lord, have mercy on me.
Lord, we praise You for this glorious and merciful gift of Jesus. We worship You now, Father, and we thank You for the miraculous ways in which You have answered the prayers of so many. With joyful hearts, we sing, "Glory, glory to God in the highest."
I see a star shining brightly, pointing the way to the King. Sweet Lamb of God, pure.
Thank the Lord for the choir and the drama team and everyone that's been a part of this to share with us this morning a Christmas prayer. Struck by so many things that they were sharing this morning, but what kept coming to my mind was that God of every generation who so relentlessly pursues, and He's relentlessly pursuing every one of us this morning. If we know the Lord Jesus as Savior, then as our Father, He is drawing us to Himself, seeking to chasten us when we need it, to direct our attention toward the Lord Jesus. If you're here this morning and you've never recognized yourself as a sinner before God and you've never received the Lord Jesus Christ who came and lived a perfect life as the God-man and died on the cross, was buried and rose again the third day. If you've never received Him as your Savior for the forgiveness of your sins, this morning God is relentlessly pursuing you through the music and the Scripture and the things that have been shared this morning. Hear His voice as He speaks to you. We'd love to talk with you more about that. We're going to close in prayer and wish you a Merry Christmas. Father, we come before You with much thanksgiving, Father, for this time of year and the blessings that it brings to us in unique ways. Father, we thank You for the choir and the work that they have done for many months in preparing for this. We thank You, Lord, for each one who's had a part. We pray that You will bless them for that. And Father, for those of us who have been able to enjoy this morning, we give You praise and thanks that You are the God of every generation, including our generation. Father, we thank You that You hear our prayer as we call out to You. And Father, we ask You to continue to relentlessly pursue us, our hearts. Father, might know those of us who are saved, Father, might our fellowship with You be sweeter than ever before. Father, for those who do not know You, we pray that this morning, in hearing Your word and, Father, being exposed to Your truth they've been spoken to, we pray that You will continue to draw them to Yourself that they might be saved. Father, we give You thanks in the name of Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank You. You're dismissed.